Our Circuit Assembly will focus our attention on the importance of pursuing peace and how we may do so in the family, in our ministry, and in the congregation. Our first part on the program will help us to understand what true peace is, as well as the source of that peace. Let's give our attention to Brother Ron Hine, who will develop the theme, Jehovah, the source of true peace.
How would you define true peace? Well, simply put, true peace is a calmness, tranquility, we could say a sense of well-being, contentedness. It involves good relations between people, peace of mind. True peace would be peace every day. And think of this. True peace would involve being at peace with Jehovah. Think of the ramifications of that. Being secure in your thoughts of what is coming because of being at peace with Jehovah. How precious, how valuable. Do you want true peace? Think of peace from the perspective of this world. What man has to offer, what their prospect for true peace or for any peace is. You know, when they talk about peace, what are they talking about usually? Well, they're talking about a time when there's no war going on. But what are they doing when there's no war going on? They're madly preparing for the next war, spending trillions of dollars for the next war to maintain their sense of peace. That's not very valuable. So what a contrast. True peace is far beyond anything that this world can imagine. Any peace that man brings is always temporary, very limited in what it can do for you or for any man. Why is that? Because true peace is a calmness and tranquility that results from having, you know what it is, don't you? A loving relationship with Jehovah God. And think of it. This true peace from Jehovah is available to all nations, languages, and backgrounds. That means whoever you are, whatever you've done in your life, wherever you come from, this true peace is something that you can possess. And true peace endures forever, very much unlike any peace of any sort that man can bring about. What does that tell you about Jehovah? Well, Jehovah is very generous, isn't he? And we think of the many descriptive titles that are given to Jehovah God. One, he is called the God of peace. The God of peace. How comforting. And let's look at a reassuring thought in Romans chapter 15, verse 33. When we think of that expression that Jehovah is a God of peace, or the God of peace. Romans 15, 33. Open your Bibles and let's read this together. Makes an interesting comment about this peace. It says, may the God who, notice this, gives peace be with all of you. How generous. It says there that Jehovah gives peace, and we've talked about how precious that peace of Jehovah is. He gives that to all of us. So how could we say that Jehovah gives peace? Well, one way we could say that is when we think of the fruitages of the Holy Spirit. What is one of those fruitages? Peace. A fruitage of the Spirit, not a fruitage of the flesh. So that true peace can only come from Jehovah God. That tells us something else as well, that it is impossible to find true peace without having a good relationship with the source of that peace. Think of what we can learn from different Bible accounts. Throughout Israel's history, who was it that was able to enjoy true peace? Well, it was those who faithfully kept Jehovah's laws, and then they were blessed by him with security, peace, and abundance. Think about what Jehovah told Moses in Moses' time. We've been reading about that in our Bible reading. And all the blessings, the peace that Jehovah promised the Israelites if they would obey him. Think of Solomon's reign, a reign that was noted for peace and security or prosperity. And why? Because Jehovah was blessing the Israelites at that time for what they were doing in maintaining their relationship with him. That tells us something. How can we achieve this true peace? Well, let's touch on two things. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, 165. This is a simple statement. It says, abundant peace belongs to those who love your law. So how can we achieve peace? Well, one of the vital things in our pursuit of peace is loving the law of Jehovah. And we've had that demonstrated for us throughout the history of the Israelites, how that is true. Another important thing for us to do, Psalm 29, verse 11. Read this verse and see if you can discern from this verse what it is you would have to do to receive peace from the giver of peace. 29 verse 11, Jehovah will give strength to his people. Jehovah will bless his people with peace. So he will bless his people with peace. What is that telling you? Well, that's telling us that when we associate with Jehovah's name, people, as in fact we are doing here today, we will receive true peace. Do you think that's true? Well, how do you feel being here today? Do you feel at peace? And those feelings you have when you are here, do you like it? Feels pretty good, doesn't it? See the effect of true peace? The positive effect, why it is so valuable. And isn't it interesting that this is what Jehovah God wants for us? This is what he promises us. Isaiah 6:3 says this, you will safeguard those who fully lean on you. You will give them continuous peace. What a beautiful promise. What a promise from our God that loves us so much. And think about the contrast again. People in the world, they have a form of peace at times, but it's not true peace. And it's not continuous. Think of it this way. You know, what happens when someone becomes radicalized? There's a new expression, eh? Peace is gone. We think of prosperity. What happens when the price of oil goes down? Our peace and security seems to disappear quite quickly, doesn't it? Another element in obtaining true peace, what do you think it might be? Well, you might think of this. We must recognize Jesus' key role in bestowing peace. Recognizing Jesus' role. Do you remember one of the titles given to Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6? We're talking about peace. You've probably got it. The Prince of Peace. What's that mean? The Prince of Peace. Well, that means anyone that he's ruling over is going to enjoy this peace, this true peace of God. And look at what he said in John chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. And think about this. This is the Prince of Peace talking. He says, I leave you peace. I give you my peace. I do not give it to you the way the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let them shrink out of fear. I give you my peace. And look at the effect. We will not have troubled hearts. We will not need to shrink in fear because of what is coming. You know, that's all related to that peace of mind, what Jesus is promising to give us there. Jesus' peace is very different from the world's peace. It is closely tied in with the kingdom message. He knew what his kingdom would accomplish. Do you envision peace, true peace in the new system of things? Well, we do. We see that peace demonstrated even in meetings like today, don't we? The peace that exists because of God's kingdom, because of Jesus' teachings. And you think about what his teachings include. Teachings on how to have peaceful relations in the family, in the congregation, with our neighbors, with our brothers, our sisters. True peace. When Jesus told his faithful disciples that he was giving them his peace, he meant the peace that he acquired from serving Jehovah and doing his will. Think about that peace. An inner peace from a good conscience. Think about when you experience that. How do you feel after a good day in the ministry? Are you at peace? Most likely. Why? Well, because of the Holy Spirit and because you are receiving the peace that Jesus promised in this verse that comes from doing God's will. Through him, we can be reconciled to Jehovah. We understand the very purpose of life. True peace? No doubt. And this is all based on his intimate knowledge of Jehovah. So Jesus was promising his disciples that he would help them to have the very results that he enjoyed from having a close personal relationship with Jehovah. That is the only way to experience true peace. In fact, the Bible calls him the Lord of peace, the Prince of peace. That does help us to understand the role he plays and what we need to do in imitating him so that we develop the same loving relationship with Jehovah. So do you see the value of true peace? Once you recognize the value of something, what happens? Well, you want it. You want it. You want this true peace, don't you? So our circuit assembly program today will help us to seek peace and to pursue it. Our theme text, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Let's just read this verse together. It helps to prepare our mind for what is coming. 1 Peter 3, verse 11. Let him turn away from what is bad and do what is good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. True peace, a valuable commodity. We must seek peace and we must pursue it. Our program today will show us how to acquire and maintain this precious quality. Just take your program out. Let's just review the questions that are going to be answered today. And as we review this, think of how this is going to help develop this theme of seek peace and pursue it. So the first part we've talked about, the first question, what is essential if we're to enjoy true peace? The second question, how can we safeguard our precious peace with Jehovah? That's a nice question. It's precious. We want to keep it. So what can we do to safeguard it? Third question, how do we pursue peace in our ministry? So where's the relation between true peace and our ministry? How does the peace of God surpass all understanding? The fourth question, in what areas should you pursue peace as a young person? There's a good question for young people. We're going to get a good answer to that question. Why should we promote peace? Not just be peaceable, but promote peace And the seventh question, why should we be interested in seeking peace and pursuing it? And you notice with each of those questions how we're going to answer them? By God's word, the Bible. We're going to turn to the person that gives true peace. We're going to find the answers from him. So our first question, you notice it again? What is essential if we are to enjoy true peace? Scripture there, Romans 15:33. Go to the source. We must have a good relationship with Jehovah God, the God who gives peace. I'll just repeat that. What is essential for to enjoy true peace? Romans 15:33. We must have a good relationship with Jehovah, the God who gives peace. Think of what that means for us. Jehovah promises to safeguard those who fully lean on him and to give them continuous peace, true peace.
Thank you, Brother Hine.